Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Big weekend NASCAR. They'll be at Talladega this weekend as they start to get ready for the championship race in early November in Phoenix. And joining us to talk all things NASCAR is Reed Spencer from NASCAR Wire Service. Reed, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Absolutely, Steve. Same to you.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin going into this race at Talladega. He's comfortable. He can ride around in the back all day, stay out of the big one. He is safely in the Championship Four at Phoenix coming up in early November. Denny Hamlin, no worries.
That's absolutely right. I mean, Denny won the race that he needed to win, and we just got back from Las Vegas, as a matter of fact, on Tuesday, and watched Denny pull it out in a pretty amazing run for him, passing Kyle Larson on the outside in the closing laps and then pulling away to win. So Denny is secure going to Talladega, and all seven other drivers in the round of eight are sweating bullets.
Yeah, and, you know, I suppose for Denny, you can kind of go out there and it really doesn't matter what you do, because Talladega is such a wild card. You have absolutely no idea how this thing's going to play out and what the standings are going to look like for those other seven drivers that desperately want to get to Phoenix. That's the strategy thing. Do you try to run up front? What do you do?
Well, I tell you what, if you're one of the two Team Penske drivers, either Joey Logano or Ryan Blaney, you try to run up front, because those guys are in a position after the Las Vegas race where they really need to win one of the next two races, I think, in order to advance to the Championship Four at Phoenix. And so, consequently, I think they will try to run up front. Joey is exceptional at running up front, controlling the field, blocking both lanes, and Blaney has a history of success at Talladega as well. So I think those guys will try to run up front. The guys that are in a more comfortable points position, like Kyle Larson, he has a lot more options in terms of strategy, can lay back, is probably going to get to the Championship Four on points anyway. And so I don't think he needs to take huge risks, but like I say, the Team Penske drivers need to do that because they need to qualify for the Championship Four for the last time that they're going to race at Phoenix for a while, because that's one of their best tracks.
Yeah, and after that, you go to the short track at Martinsville, and another certainly challenging race, and then the championship four will be decided, and then go out to Phoenix for that championship race in November. But what we do know about Talladega, they're running very close together at very high speeds, and anybody bobbles, and you get the big one. And the one thing we do know is there's going to be a lot of busted up cars at the end of this.
That's absolutely right. I mean, typically, from what we've seen in recent years, roughly half the field will suffer some sort of significant damage, and other cars will suffer minor damage. But I mean, we've seen half the field get taken out in one major wreck at Talladega, known as the big one in common NASCAR parlance. But yes, it's totally unpredictable, because any bobble, any mistake when you're running side by side at 200 miles an hour, which they're running, you know, on the straightaway and through the tri-oval, I mean, that can trigger a chain reaction, which can wipe out 10, 12, 15 cars.
Yeah, and the good news weather-wise, there could be some rain in the morning, but things look to improve by showtime in the early afternoon at Talladega. And this is one of those, for NASCAR fans, is really got to be on that bucket list. If you've never seen a race there, It is a scene. It is something to take in. It's a super speedway, like getting down to Daytona, home of the Daytona 500, and getting down to Talladega. I'd love to take it in at some point.
And it's not just seeing it. I mean, when you're sitting there in the grandstands and you see 40 cars rumbling past you at the speeds that they're running, yeah, not only do you see it, but you feel it down to your bones. I mean, it is a rush, and, you know, it is one of the ones where, if you've never been to a NASCAR race, put it near the top of the list or at the top of the list, because it's definitely one to see and one to behold.
You know, Reed, I don't know if I've ever asked you about this. How do they feel, how do the drivers, or for that matter, the car owners, feel about going to these, knowing that, you know, there's certainly skill to be able to drive that way in that pack racing, but there's also a lot of luck involved. And for the team owners, as we mentioned, a lot of beat up cars, a lot of torn up cars at the end of it. How do the drivers and team owners look at this race?
Well, most of them are resigned to the fact that they have to race that way. now it's six times a year now that Atlanta also uses the super speedway package after the repave and reconfiguration there. So you've got two races at Daytona, two races in Atlanta, and two races at Talladega, which use the super speedway package. Some drivers absolutely dread racing there at Talladega. Other drivers love it. And it's the ones who love it who do well, which is not a surprise. Guys like Joey Logano, guys like Ryan Blaney, William Byron, like racing there, have a knack for staying up front, typically for staying out of trouble, although no one is immune to the big wrecks. But you typically, though, see the same guys up front pretty much every week that you go to Talladega. So, you know, I expect Blaney and I expect Logano both to try very hard to save their seasons with a win there.
All right, so Denny Hamlin safely through. They'll be at Talladega and back on NBC for the remaining three.
Yes, that's after being on USA Network for all of the NBC portion of the schedule, with the exception of the cutoff race at Daytona. It's going to be great to be back on network, because network will give the sport tremendously more exposure. And the fact that it's Talladega, you're going to have a lot of eyeballs on the race. So I'm really happy that it's back on the big one.
Yeah, and even a challenge going up against NFL football. I think all the sports know that. But I think their show at Talladega will certainly hold its own.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Reed, I wanted to talk a little bit about the playoff format, and there has been talk that there could be changes going forward. There's some talk that going back to the old season point system, we'll crown a champion at the end of the year, points accumulated in all the races. What are you hearing? What could the season look like next year? Will there be a playoff? Will it be a similar format? Will there be changes?
There will definitely be changes. The fact that we will no longer have a playoff, which is reset the points, one race, four drivers, and whoever finishes the highest wins the championship, that's going to be out the window. We've been hearing a lot of different things about possibilities. There is some sentiment for going back to a full 36-race season. Whoever scores the most points wins. How those points accumulated remains to be seen. But, because I don't think we're going to go back to the old Bob Latford scoring system. I don't think that's a possibility. But, you also hear that we may go to a situation where the last four races of the season determine the champion, in that, we'll have X number of drivers competing over those four races, and the one who scores the most points in those four wins the championship. I've also heard, and this is one that I think is maybe a front runner right now, and that is to have a three-race elimination, another three-race elimination, and then a four-race playoff for the final. I think there's a lot of sentiment for that. I think that a lot of people, including me, would favor that, because I think if you go back to the 36-race format, or if you only have a four-race playoff, you lose a lot of the drama that we've had so far during the playoffs in the cutoff races where guys are eliminated. There have been some extremely close ones, like the Ross Chastain, Joey Logano battle for the last playoff spot in round eight at the Charlotte Roval. That was extremely exciting. It was decided really by one point until Ross Chastain made a desperate move in the final corner and took out Denny in the process. But, I think you would lose a lot of the drama that you've got with the elimination if we simply went to either a 36 or a 32-race regular season. I would prefer to see us go to something like 3-3-4, and with the four race aggregate being what decides the championship.
Yeah, and Reed, what about in all those races all year where you have first stage, second stage, third stage, and you have points handed out, and it seems as though it's worked well because it creates some in-race drama at the end of each stage because there are points on the line there.
And that's absolutely true, and that also places a premium on qualifying, because if you don't qualify decently, then your chance of accumulating points in stage one are pretty slim. Unless you have a really fast car. So I would say, you know, although I'm not sure that we're going to keep the same playoff points being awarded for those stages, I think having the 10-9-8-7, you know, top 10 scoring points in the stage is definitely beneficial, and it gives them something to race for. What it does, on the other hand, is that it gives the Chiefs real edge on, you know, when the caution's coming, because they know it's the end of the stage, and helps them dictate strategy that way. Whereas, you know, before the stage system came into being, you never knew where the cautions were going to fall.
Yeah, and do you think that's going to stay put? Do you think that's popular enough among the sport itself, the teams, the drivers, where the stages will stay?
I think we'll still have stages.
Okay.
I'm not sure that the winner will get a playoff point, because one of the things that's under discussion is really the whole scoring system right now. And I think that we may just go back to a system where we award championship points throughout the season and don't have to worry about accumulating playoff points, because that's one of the things that's been a bit confusing to fans, is to whether he's accumulating driver championship points, playoff points, and how to keep track and keep each of those separate.
Yeah, and then Reed, finally on the business side of it, the teams and the sport itself need to get together at some point. This will be a big off season after the championship is awarded in Phoenix. There's certainly work to be done and potentially legal proceedings.
Well, that's true, and there is a trial scheduled for December 1st, and
right. That
is 23XI Racing and Front Row Motorsports suing NASCAR on the basis of antitrust. We all hope that that will simply be resolved before then. They have a settlement conference dictated by the judge coming up later this month, and I think that, you know, hopefully both sides can get together and work something out to where they don't go to a trial that is negative for everybody involved. As the judge has said, there's not going to be a winner in this trial. So you guys get together and you try to settle it. And I'm hoping that that cooler heads prevail.
Yeah, and that is certainly something fans should watch, because there's a definite impact on the sports there. So hopefully they are able to sit down and work out some sort of compromise. Hey, Reed, always good to visit with you. Enjoy your time at Talladega. And once again, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Looks like if rain comes, it'll be in the morning, and they'll be able to get the track dry and get their show in on Sunday.
Yeah, let's hope so. We really need that one to need that one to come off when it's planned.
Yeah, for sure. And like I say, I check the weather down there, and get a little rain in the morning, that's fine. And then it looks like things will dry out, and they'll be able to get it in. And then on to Martinsville the following week, and then on to Phoenix for the championship. Denny Hamlin is already there. Reed, have a good evening.
You too, Steve. Enjoyed it.
There he is, Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service, joining us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.